The complete results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll concerning military tribunals can be found on the NPR website, npr.org. Those findings were part of a larger survey on civil liberties, and additional stories about civil liberties can be heard on NPR news programs over the next few days. The shooting yesterday of a Swedish TV cameraman brought to 8 the number of journalists killed in the 7-week-old war in Afghanistan. That's more than died in the Kosovo and Macedonia conflicts combined. The Committee to Protect Journalists monitors attacks on the press. Its current director is Ann Cooper, who once was a foreign correspondent for NPR News. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to her about the journalists killed in Afghanistan.
The first 3 to be killed were French and German reporters shot by Taliban fighters as the reporters perched atop a tank operated by the Northern Alliance. The next 4 killed were riding in a car caravan full of international journalists headed for Kabul. The Swedish TV cameraman was shot dead by bandits in a house where dozens of journalists have been staying while covering the siege of Kunduz. Ann Cooper says the death toll is extraordinarily high, even though danger does go with the territory.
Foreign correspondents going into a conflict zone like Afghanistan, which at the moment is pretty chaotic, are very much at risk.
Do not journalists, though, often go into war zones knowing they're in danger, but in some sense seeing themselves as almost magically protected by their cameras and tape recorders and reporters' notebooks?
Well, I think there are some situations where a journalist does have a sense of, you know, some sort of special protection, if you will. But the situation in Afghanistan right now is very much not like that. The real problem going into a conflict situation like this these days is that the front line, where is the front line? You know, the front line changes all the time. We've seen in Afghanistan fighters changing sides very quickly when it's convenient for them. It's very hard to know who it is you're dealing with or what lies ahead on the road, even if somebody tells you, oh, that road was just fine the last 2 days.
That might suggest that certain types of war, there are areas at least that are just too dangerous in a sense to cover.
Well, you know, there have been some situations where the danger level became so high that journalists pulled out. And I'm thinking of Somalia. Many journalists were attacked, some journalists were killed there, kidnapped, and eventually news organizations simply pulled out.
In fact, though, before they fully pulled out, it was very common for journalists to hire trucks bristling with armed guards in order just to get around.
Absolutely. In the early 1990s, if you went to Somalia to report on the famine there, and then the relief efforts that began to pour in, you hired gunmen. You hired a translator and you hired gunmen, and you went around in what were called technicals, which was like a pickup truck. It might have a machine gun mounted on the back because it was considered so dangerous.
Is there also possibly in this war something about the numbers? One reason so many journalists have been killed and attacked is that there are so many journalists there.
I think that's definitely a factor. Technology has made it easier for journalists to report from a war zone like Afghanistan. 10 years or so ago, there were no satellite phones, or they were a real rarity and extremely expensive. And now, you know, you can carry them around like a briefcase, and it increases the ability to go into, you know, some pretty godforsaken places, and if you can find a generator or some source of power, you can set up shop and start reporting. That's a huge difference from earlier wars, even up to, you know, the early 1990s. The technology, I think, has made reporting from the war zones an option for more news organizations, and so we're seeing more people going in.
Ann Cooper is Executive Director of the Committee to Protect Journalists in New York. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.